one of the great areas of extra-biblical help comes from the ancient Near East in what is called the Ugaritic literature. It was the language of the Canaanites, the language in which the god Baal, and Asherah, his wife, and consort. It was in that language that we learn about them. And in these texts, called the Ugaritic text, we find that at a place called Ugarit, these texts were discovered, and we learn about Baal. When we read in the book of Kings, and especially from Elijah to Elisha, we learn that the background for what we find in these chapters can be vastly elucidated by the importance of the Ugaritic texts. For example, when Elijah goes up and calls fire to come down from heaven by the Lord and rain, we are told in the Ugaritic text that Baal is the god, the Canaanite god, who would bring the lightning and who would bring the rain. And yet, the Canaanite god Baal and all of his prophets were unable to do what only Yahweh could do, because he is truly the Lord of the lightning and of the rain. We are told also that in the Ugaritic text, that Baal would take care of widows. And it is significant in the text of Elisha that Elisha is the one who ministers and cares for widows, because it is from Yahweh that he is able to bring about this care. It is also significant that in the Ugaritic literature, Baal has the power of death and life. But it is truly in the Kings that we see the Lord working through the prophet Elisha, who has the power of life and the power to raise the dead. It is also significant, I believe, in these narratives that we see Elisha as a beautiful type of Jesus Christ, who cares for the weak, who is able to heal the sick, and who raises the dead. And so, while the Ugaritic literature can throw light on this text in terms of an ancient Near Eastern background, the ultimate fulfillment, typically, of Elisha's ministry finds its antitype in Jesus Christ.